You are listening to a podcast on the relationship between two Multnomah County Health Department Advanced Practice Center tools and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Public Health Emergency Preparedness, or FEP, capabilities. This podcast is part of a series funded by the National Association of County and City Health Officials and is presented by the Multnomah County Health Department Advanced Practice Center in Portland, Oregon. With us today is Beth McGinnis, Program Supervisor with the APC. Thanks for joining us, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
So, Beth, what is the Advanced Practice Center program?
The Advanced Practice Center program began in 1999 as a CDC pilot program, which was designed to create free public health preparedness products and resources. These products were designed to be tailorable to the jurisdictions of all sizes and demographics. The program is now composed of 8 sites spread around the U.S. These sites develop, test, and disseminate more than 150 public health preparedness products and resources, ranging from risk communications to mass care.
Just what are the FEP capabilities, and why should local health jurisdictions be aware of them?
The FEP capabilities were created for a number of reasons. In 2009, we encountered the H1N1 influenza pandemic. The process of responding to H1N1 really highlighted a need for communities to be better prepared for public health threats. We needed a standardized framework for achieving a state of readiness. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention developed 15 Public Health Emergency Preparedness, or FEP, capabilities that could be used to evaluate the response capacity of state, local, and territorial public health jurisdictions. The attainment of these capabilities will theoretically increase your agency's ability to prepare for, respond to, and recover from a variety of public health emergencies.
So, what are some of the tools developed by your APC, and which FEP capabilities can they help local jurisdictions achieve?
Today, I'd like to discuss a couple products designed to provide guidance and instruction pertaining to emergency preparedness and response operations. First, I'd like to highlight some aspects of a tool designed to guide staffing decisions for a response involving mass prophylaxis or a public health-based investigation. The Staffing Decision Guide is a tool designed to guide an experienced local health department administrator or incident commander through decision-making processes to allocate staff between two major types of public health interventions, disease investigations and mass prophylaxis operations. Also, this can serve as a justification of expanded operations to policy leaders who may need to approve significant hiring or reallocation of staff when there are insufficient personnel to ideally perform both types of public health operations.
How does this tool align with FEP?
Well, this tool primarily aligns with FEP with Capability 3, Emergency Operations Coordination. Within this function, the Staffing Decision Guide aligns well with Tasks 2 and 3, which discuss identifying and designating a qualified pool of staff to serve the incident needs. Secondarily, this tool also has connections to Capability Number 13, which is Public Health Surveillance and Epi Investigations, and Capability Number 8, Mass Countermeasure Dispensing. The second tool I'd like to highlight is the Emergency Response Policy Guide. This is a unique and practical tool in that it applies to all 15 of the public health emergency preparedness capabilities. In fact, the guide is organized by FEP capabilities to make it easier for adopting jurisdictions to achieve national response capacity objectives. The product's designed to support emergency planning by presenting key policy considerations that address agency-level issues that may arise during emergency response efforts. It's designed for practitioners that have an advanced understanding of preparedness and response, and it's intended to augment existing jurisdictional plans. So you can see, a local health jurisdiction or organization can absolutely move closer to FEP alignment by adopting and applying these tools.
Well, these tools sound both incredibly useful and valuable to local health jurisdictions, so thanks for taking the time to tell us about them, Beth. And where can public health practitioners find them?
These and hundreds of other APC products can be accessed free of charge at apc.naho.org. That's apc.naho.org.
Beth McGinnis is a program supervisor with the Multnomah County Health Department's Advanced Practice Center in Portland, Oregon. Beth, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.